So immediately he cooled down. We listen to this story, but think about it. The impact of these two words on one personality. He's in anger, he's in rage. He's ready to strike, and immediately she says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. And he controls his anger. Allah give us that ability. Now she knew that the iron is hot. It is time to strike. One person can forgive, but one person can control his anger, but has he pardoned and forgiven the other person from the heart? So she recited the next part of the verse, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Pious people are those that forgive. So Imam Zainul Abidin said, I forgive you. Because she was a female servant, so immediately she read the next part of the verse and she said, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those people that are muhsin, that favors others. So immediately Imam Zainul Abidin said, Anti hurra, I free you. You are a free person now. This is the impact of the verse. Now Imam Zainul Abidin, it has been mentioned, when you read the biography of this person, and he's from the progeny of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima, that when the mother used to call out, she used to say, Zain, he used to stand up, without listening to the message, he used to start to run. On the word Zain, the complete name is Zainul Abidin. She used to say Zain, and he used to stand up and start running. And sometimes in this eagerness, he used to forget the message, or sometimes couldn't hear the message. So he's running towards his mother and he's asking the servant, what did mother say? What did the mother say? This used to be the eagerness of Imam Zainul Abidin when the mother used to call out. And what did the Prophet of Allah say? As we know that Amina, the mother of Prophet Muhammad SAW, died at a very young age. Meaning that the Prophet was only 6 years old and Amina passed away. The Prophet of Allah used to say, and you find this in the books of Seerah, that I wish that my mother was alive. I wish that my mother was alive. This is what the Prophet is saying. And I was leading the people in Salah. I was leading the people in Salah. And my mother says, Muhammad, I will break the Salah and respond to my mother. I will leave the Sahaba standing there. I will respond to my mother. This was the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, trying to make the Sahaba understand the status of the mother. So Imam Zainul Abidin started to run. Sometimes couldn't even hear the message. As we know that the Arabs were very, very hospitable. Because they used to claim to be the progeny of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So they were very, very hospitable. And what they used to do is they used to eat food from one big plate. And this is a display of humbleness. This is a display of humbleness. So they used to eat from one big plate. But Imam Zainul Abidin never used to eat from the plate of his mother. So this was very unique. Because sons used to sit with their mothers, with their fathers, and they used to eat together. But Imam Zainul Abidin never used to eat from the same plate where the mother used to eat from. So the people asked Imam Zainul Abidin that this is against the traditions and the norms of this society. And it doesn't look very right. So what's the reason behind it? So Imam Zainul Abidin said, maybe there is a certain morsel, a certain piece of meat in the plate that is a liking to my mother. And I may take it and this may offend my mother. For that reason, I will not eat from the same plate. So this is the respect that they used to give. Hazrat Nu'man, one great Sahabi, the Prophet of Allah says, I heard you reciting Quran in Jannah. I heard you reciting Quran in Jannah. So the Prophet of Allah said, do you know why you were reciting the Quran in Jannah and I could hear it? So the Prophet of Allah informed Hazrat Nu'man that you sit down, you massage your mother's hair, you place oil in the hair. In those days, there used to be a lot of nits. So you comb the hairs and you'd remove the nits. Juwain Jyoti. So you remove the nits. And that's why the fuqaha have said, and some sahaba came to the Prophet of Allah and they said that when we are in the battlefield, there are so many nits covers our face. and gets into our very, very thick clothes. So are we allowed to wear silk for that reason? So we can brush them off. So the Prophet of Allah said yes, for that reason. So you can understand how many nits sometimes they used to have. So he says that Hazrat Nu'man takes out the nits, puts the oil, massages, combs the hair, treats the mother like the mother should be respected. For that reason, I heard your recitation in Jannah. Very, very important. Of course, we are all making an effort if we are in the masjid now to establish the Friday prayer. It is for one reason, and that is to acquire the rida of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to secure an abode in Jannah. So I would like to mention one hadith. The hadith is in Abu Dawood. Very ajeeb, unique hadith, amazing hadith, and all ahadith are amazing in their own way. The Prophet of Allah says, Ana za'imun bi baytin, that I guarantee you an abode. Where? The Prophet of Allah is saying, I guarantee you an abode on the border of Jannah, on the boundary of Jannah. Why? For who? لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَى. For that person that gives up a fight. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا. Even if he is right, the argument that he is presenting, he is right. He is the one that has been oppressed. He is the one that has gone through wrong. But despite that being on the right path, وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا, he gives up the quarrel, he gives up the fight. The Prophet of Allah says, I guarantee you, this person will be granted a home on the boundary of Jannah. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبِ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. And I guarantee a house, an abode, in the middle of Jannah. وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبِ. For that person that forsakes lying. He abandons lying. He does not lie. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا, even if he is joking. Even in a joke, he does not lie. That's why one person came to the Prophet of Allah and he said, أَيَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ جَبَانًا? Can a mu'min be a coward? So the Prophet of Allah said, نَعَمْ. Yes, a mu'min can be a coward. Then the same person said, أَيَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ بَخِيلًا? Can a mu'min be a miser? And the Prophet of Allah said, نَعَمْ. He can be a miser. Then he said, أَيَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ كَذَّابًا? Can a mu'min be a liar? And the Prophet of Allah said, La. Iman and lying cannot coincide. They cannot work together. So there is a house for a person in the middle of Jannah. Who? That person that abandons lying. Even if he is joking, he does not lie. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And a house in the highest Jannah. A abode in the highest Jannah. لِمَنْ حَسَّنَ خُلُقَهُ. لِمَنْ حَسَّنَ خُلُقَهُ. For that person that excels in good conduct. Display good conduct to your mother, to your father, to your wife, to your children. They are more important than others. And of course, then the akhlaq to all others. But what benefit that we don't show akhlaq to those that are a part of our life, and we show akhlaq to those that have no concern with us? Does it make sense? Showing akhlaq to your wife, to your children, to your father and your mother is going to guarantee you the success. If your mother is happy with you, your father is happy with you, the two doors of Jannah are open for you. And if your mother is unhappy with you, your father is unhappy with you, the two doors of Jahannam are open for you. When one is happy, one is unhappy, one door of Jannah, one door of Jahannam. And if we want a house in the highest Jannah, then we have to excel in good conduct. So join that which Allah Rabbul Izzat has ordered. Do not break that. Allah has ordered us to join with our mother or with our father. And do not give anyone preference. Remember, this is where we make a mistake. Do not give anyone preference over the respect of your father and your mother. And you know what I'm saying. Do not give anyone preference over your father and your mother. Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq to implement what we have heard. Wa aqlu da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.